this morning on WCHL, the latest on the UNC football investigation, including accusations that the university is trying to cover up something bigger than is being reported, and a source close to the school refuting those accusations. UNC unveils its new sexual assault policy after more than a year of work by a special appointed task force.
They didn't all agree on everything the day they walked in that door. They took a deep dive on every single issue.
And Democrats have the upper hand in fundraising in the General Assembly ahead of the November election. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Harbor Road traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, UNC football kicks off a season in less than 36 hours.
The next game is the most important game, and it's really the only game that this team has talked about.
Plus, we'll break down the local high school schedule for tonight and
a few things you may not know about Liberty University.
That's this morning at our Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
65 degrees in Chapel Hill, 707 at WCHL. Mostly cloudy today. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms probably late in the afternoon. And our high today in the upper 80s will be around 90 on Saturday and Sunday. So a warm weekend on the way. The older brother of UNC football player Jackson Boyer, who alleges he was assaulted by multiple members of his team, took to Twitter on Thursday calling for head coach Larry Fedora to be fired. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Cole Boyer, Twitter handle at CB Boyer, said yesterday that more than four players are responsible for the alleged injuries to his brothers. Quote, four players isn't even 25% of the group that assaulted my brother, leaving him unconscious and badly concussed, Cole tweeted. Meanwhile, a UNC source close to the football team countered Cole's tweet by saying that Coach Fedora learned about the incident the day after it occurred and that the university has been conducting an investigation ever since, without the cooperation of Jackson or his parents, who have refused to talk to anyone at UNC. Cole said in one of his tweets that he was granted leeway to say some of the things he has alleged. Quote, I've been cleared to share some broad details with the Twitter sphere, so UNC can't smear my brother, Cole tweeted. Coach Fedora announced the suspension of four players Wednesday evening for the violations of team policies. He did not explain what the violations were or if they were connected to the off-the-field incident. He said UNC's investigation into the allegations is ongoing by the Office of Student Affairs and that he is not involved in that investigation. The UNC source said that Jackson practiced with the team the day after the incident, but then missed several days while undergoing comprehensive examination and testing at UNC hospitals. The source said the doctors found no outward signs of an assault, but one test did reveal a slight concussion that may be related but could also be a football injury. Jackson has returned to practice and is scheduled to suit up with the Tar Heels for tomorrow night's opening game against Liberty in Kenan Stadium, according to the UNC source. Cole and a number of people had ongoing conversations over Twitter about the reports of Jackson's allegations that he was assaulted at the Aloft Hotel on NC-54 when the team was staying there during fall camp in early August. Chapel Hill Police confirmed there are no reports filed from that hotel in August. A receptionist at the hotel told the Daily Tar Heel that there are no filed reports of an incident. Jackson is a graduate of East Chapel Hill and walked onto the team last year. He is a redshirt freshman this year, and Coach Fedora said earlier this week that he has practiced with the team recently. Cole tweeted UNC is, quote, actively covering it up. Why was punishment issued one day after a national news story when coaches knew for 3 weeks, end quote. Coach Fedora said Wednesday that while the investigation was ongoing, he had learned enough to suspend four players. He said the decision of a one-game suspension is final and he doesn't foresee further suspensions for those players on the field. He said he also didn't expect any other players to be added to the list. The UNC source said that Chancellor Carol Folt has known about the incident for weeks and is all over the investigation into what actually happened. The source said there is nothing to cover up because the Boyer family is not cooperating and Jackson will not talk either. The source said that Jackson is scheduled to meet Monday with Dean of Students Winston Crisp, who is heading up the internal investigation. Yahoo Sports broke the story Wednesday, saying it was being investigated as possible hazing. The university has not said what it is investigating and has not used the word hazing. WCHL reached Cole on the phone yesterday, but he said he could not comment. His final tweet yesterday said, quote, that's it. I'm done on Twitter for a few days. I've done my part. Now let's see UNC do theirs and complete this investigation ethically, end quote. Calls to UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and Vice Chancellor for Communication Joel Curran were not returned last night. UNC said it will not comment on the situation and subsequent investigation until it has concluded. To see some of the Twitter conversations between Cole and others, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other university news this morning, UNC released its new comprehensive policy addressing sexual assault on Thursday, a process more than a year in the making. According to a release from UNC, the policy creates a streamlined process that defines prohibited behavior and clears up the way in which students can get support if they believe they are victimized. The policy also deals with discrimination, harassment, interpersonal violence, and stalking. UNC Chancellor Carol Folt says the policy takes effect immediately.
I am very pleased with the announcement today because I think we've adopted a significantly improved policy on sexual violence and discrimination. I think it's going to make a great positive change.
UNC created a 22-member sexual assault task force in the spring of 2013 with the goal of creating the new sexual assault policy. The members were selected from a variety of different areas on campus, the student body, faculty, and staff members who specialize in this area. Chancellor Folt says a variety of people involved is what makes this policy so strong.
They didn't all agree on everything the day they walked in that door. They took a deep dive on every single issue, and they worked it through to find a solution that I think we're all very proud of.
Director of the Carolina Women's Center, Christy Hurt, was selected to chair the group when the group's monthly meetings began more than a year ago. She was serving as the interim Title IX coordinator, appointed by then-Chancellor Holden Thorpe, while a search committee looked for someone to fill the position on a permanent basis. On January 1st, Howard Callum was hired as the university's Title IX compliance coordinator. Hurt has continued to chair the Sexual Assault Task Force. She says she, too, is very proud that all the members of the group were able to put their concerns on the table and work together to find a solution. But she says the work doesn't stop there.
We've really embedded in the policy its own commitment to being evaluated and to revision and to having an advisory group really govern the ever moving pieces of this so that they're looking at that evaluation on a real-time basis so that we can change the process as we need to based on whatever evaluation data we're examining moving forward.
Multiple complaints were made against the university, including formal ones to the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights. The case that drew the most attention was that of the UNC student Landon Gamble, who accused her ex-boyfriend of verbally and physically sexually assaulting her in the spring of 2012. The case was heard by the UNC Honor Court. The accused was found not guilty of rape, but guilty of verbal harassment. Until the announcement of the Sexual Assault Task Force, Gamble was often seen leading rallies on campus demanding reform of UNC's sexual assault policy. One of the major concerns of Gamble and others was that the student-led and faculty-advised Honor Court should not be in charge of ruling on sexual assault cases due to their sensitive nature. UNC News Services Director Karen Moon confirmed Gamble is enrolled as a full-time student and is listed as a junior this semester. She's listed as studying women's and gender studies in the College of Arts and Sciences. UNC's release outlined key issues the policy addresses, including an easier way for the campus community to access confidential support and additional help in reporting and responding to the situation. It also says the definition of prohibited actions are better defined. A new website was created to help everyone better understand this new policy. You can access that site via a link in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. About 150 people gathered to march around North Carolina's capital as a coalition led by North Carolina's NAACP wrapped up a week of demonstrations yesterday. The group circled the capital in Raleigh seven times and stopped during each pass to allow speakers to address different themes, including labor and voting rights. The group is also gathering for a voting rights rally nearby. Yesterday's rally coincided with the 51st anniversary of the March on Washington, led by the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. NAACP leaders in several other states were planning protests of their own at their state capitals this month. North Carolina's demonstrations have been led by the organizers of the Moral Monday protests of conservative public policy at the North Carolina State Legislature. WCHL News Time is 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Crown Honda of South Point.
Thank you very much, Ron. We're seeing the usual morning slowdowns right now, 15501 northbound and southbound. You might see some taillights. Be on the lookout for that. Again, remember, this is the last day of the first week of school. Everybody back to school. You're going to see those big yellow buses out on the roadways. When they are red and flashing, you need to stop for them and be on the lookout for those children as well. And please be safe for them, as that is the utmost importance. Much more important than getting to work on time, that's for sure. Traffic is moving smoothly this morning, though, and if you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you do that safely.
All right, Crown Honda of South Point is the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. Time now to turn our attention to the Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast, and it's brought to you by the Carolina Inn. It's really going to be nice, 66 degrees. It's going to be warm. We might get some rain later on in the day. We have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon. Our high today, as I said, in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, still 30% chance of rain with a low around 68. Then tomorrow, a little bit warmer with a high around 90, but partly sunny skies. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low around 70. And then on Sunday, another warm day, high 90, but a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. The Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar is where you can savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL News Time is 7:17.
Good morning from 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. You're waking up with Ron Stutz. And remember, we're your station for the Tar Heels.
Local Democrats running for state House and Senate seats are outstripping their Republican opponents when it comes to campaign fundraising. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
State Senator Valerie Fouché and Representative Greg Meyer are each running for office for the first time since being appointed to their positions last fall. But their relative newcomer status isn't proving a hindrance to high-dollar fundraising. According to campaign finance reports, Meyer has brought in more than $119,000 this election season. Of that, he spent about $50,000, leaving $69,700 in his campaign coffers. Meanwhile, Rod Cheney, the Republican challenger vying for the House 50 seat, has raised approximately $7,200 and spent about $2,000. In the race for Senate District 23, Fouché has raised $56,600 and spent $32,900, leaving her with $26,900 in the bank as the fall campaign season heats up. Fouché's opponent, Mary Lopez Carter, by contrast, has raised just $2,200 and spent half. In the House District 56 race, incumbent Verla Insko has brought in $117,000 and spent all but $33,000. Her opponent, Dave Carter, reports raising $517. He spent about $150 with $360 on hand. All candidates report receiving donations from political action committees. Meyer has received $7,000 from PACs, including $500 from the North Carolina Dental Society and $4,000 from fellow Representative Insko's campaign. He's donated $9,000 to other candidates or committees. Fouché reports collecting $8,650 from political action committees, including $5,000 from Lillian's List, $750 from McGuire Woods LLC, a Richmond-based lobbying firm representing attorneys. Insko received $5,000 in donations from PACs, including $1,000 each from the Nationwide Carolina Political Participation Fund, North Carolina Advocates for Justice, and the Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina Employee Political Action Committee. A large chunk of INSCO's spending, about $65,000 worth, has gone to fund other campaigns, including at least $15,000 to the Democratic Party of North Carolina. Cheney, Carter, and Lopez Carter have received a combined total of $1,200 from the Orange County Republican Party. Lopez Carter accepted an additional $250 from the state Republican Party. You can find links to the full reports on our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 7:20. Championship sports, number 23 North Carolina's football team will look to shrug off the off-the-field incident and the loss of a couple of starting cornerbacks when the Tar Heels host the defending Big South co-champion Liberty on Saturday at 6 in the season opener. WCHL's Matt Oaks previews tomorrow's action.
Both UNC and Liberty are looking to build off the momentum of strong finishes in 2013. Carolina emerged victorious in 6 out of its last 7 contests, including a romp over Cincinnati in the Belk Bowl, while Liberty closed with 5 straight wins. Saturday's matchup is the maiden meeting between the Tar Heels and Flames on the football field. Return specialist and wide receiver Ryan Switzer says he's just happy the game is at home. He says playing inside Keenan Stadium is a big deal.
I'm not sure. I think it helps our first games at home. You know, opening up, you know, away from home, you know, having to take a plane. I think that's always tough, but, you know, now that we got a home game in front of our own own fans, you know, people we're comfortable playing in front of. I think that's going to help a lot.
Switzer says even though this year's opener isn't nearly as high profile as the game at South Carolina a season ago, the Tar Heels can't afford to overlook the Flames.
Last year, South Carolina, obviously you got Jadeveon Clowney and that kind of defense. So I think, you know, Cuis is going to feel a little bit more comfortable knowing they don't got those guys running after him. But, you know, still got to take every game, you know, like it's the South Carolina.
No matter who ultimately takes the opening snap for the Tar Heel offense, both junior Marquise Williams and redshirt freshman Mitch Trubisky will see significant minutes in week one. Junior offensive guard Landon Turner is responsible for protecting the quarterbacks and says the upperclassmen will keep the underclassmen from looking past week one. Turner says he's confident his teammates won't be underestimating their FCS opponent this weekend.
You know, experience. I've been in some tough games. I've been in games we should have won and we didn't. And that's when it's on the older guys to remind the younger guys, you know, and ourselves that we can't look past. You know, it's just being disciplined enough to keep reminding ourselves we can't look past this game, and none of us really have. I feel pretty confident that everyone's been really locked in on Liberty.
UNC head coach Larry Fedora echoes the sentiments of his players, saying this is the only game that matters right now. He says he expects a tough challenge from Liberty.
You know, the next game is the most important game, and it's really the only game that this team has talked about. I mean, and that's something that was emphasized from the very beginning. That's it. There's nothing else. And when anybody asks about anything else in the schedule, I hope to a man they've all answered it the right way, because that's where our focus is. And I'm going to tell you, this is a good football team now, a very veteran football team.
As for the Flames, they came within a field goal of ACC foe Wake Forest just a few seasons ago and have challenged big-time opponents before. Led by junior signal caller Josh Woodrum, the offense features an experienced field general that is starting for his third straight season. The question mark for Liberty remains in the backfield. Leading rusher Desmond Rice will miss the entire 2014 campaign due to injury, so the Flames will hope to find an adequate replacement on Saturday. Liberty head coach Turner Gill says his team is excited for the challenge of playing a nationally ranked team and is using the contest as a measuring stick for his program.
And then it lets us know where we are at in our program as playing a team of this caliber for the first game of the year. Seeing how our guys have responded in the summer, did they come in great shape? Did they come ready to play? Have we improved since our last football game? That's what we always talk about. So it's a great test for us here early on, and we'll get a chance to know where we're at.
As for the Carolina playbook, Switzer says to expect some more aggressive down-the-field passes called by new offensive coordinator Seth Luttrell.
We've repped it a lot in practice. You know, we've got a lot of deep balls in the game plan for Saturday. I'm going to be involved in a lot of them now that Ebron's gone. So, you know, as a receiver, you know, you always want to get a deep ball. And, you know, it's going to be fun for me.
The wide-open play calling is sure to excite fans, but Switzer is embracing another aspect of game day that is sure to delight most spectators as well and contribute to a more hostile environment for the opponent. Night games are returning to Chapel Hill.
Playing at night, you know, it just seems like there's a lot of positive energy around the program. And I feel like those night games are a big deal. I really do. I think a lot more people come out. I think they're a little more excited because they're not sitting in 95-degree weather at noon. So, you know, a lot of the old folks get to drink a little bit. I don't know many folks that like to drink at like 9:30 or 10. So hopefully they get to drink a little bit before the 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock game. Come out and have a good time.
The Tar Heels will be hoping there is reason to celebrate after the game thanks to a resounding win to begin the promising 2014 season. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
And it's Ryan Switzer, 724 at WCHO. Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina joins us now. And Greg, I cannot recall a longer off season. It sounds like it's been about, or it seems like it's been about 5 or 6 years since we actually played a football game.
Yeah, that tends to happen when you get to the end of August and you're just kind of waiting. The players have said everything they can say. You know, we've said everything we can say. It's ready to just kind of get the ball kicked off. And fortunately, we're real close to that happening.
Well, I think it's pretty obvious now that we're going to see both quarterbacks tomorrow. Everybody keeps talking about this quarterback battle, but this whole situation of, you know, not knowing who's going to start and all that kind of thing, that could go on for a while because this kind of thing could happen next week as well.
That's right, and that's one of the good things about this schedule. Last year, North Carolina opens up with South Carolina, which is incredibly tough. This year, it actually kind of works in their favor. You've got Liberty, who is a team that North Carolina should easily take care of. San Diego State, North Carolina is already about a 3-touchdown favorite. ECU is going to be a little bit tougher, and then you got Clemson. So you really have kind of an escalating schedule. And to your point, that allows you to see what each of these guys can do. And whoever the best guy is through the first two or even maybe three games, then you're ready once ACC season starts.
Well, one impression that I've gotten out of preseason is that those guys, we're going to have some big shoes to fill on the offensive line, but it seems like the guys on the offensive line have really stepped up, and from what the players are saying, we're in pretty good shape there.
Yeah, I think the starting five is pretty solid. If you look at last year, you really only had two guys that had started in the games, and Bodine and Hurst. Now, granted, they were two really good ones. But this year, you've got three guys that have got a ton of starts. The big question mark, of course, is left tackle. And then the second line. There's just so many young guys. Jared Cohen's a true freshman, is going to play. Chris Kapelvick said earlier this week at guard. And some other guys that just haven't played at all. Bentley Spain's another true freshman that's probably going to play. So I think they feel comfortable with the front five. It's when you start getting into that second line where there's some question marks because they just have not played yet.
Well, we've had a lot of off-the-field distractions, and I know that you're not in the business of making predictions, but do you have any prediction for tomorrow's game and what kind of a game it's going to be?
Yeah, you don't like to see any kind of players have to miss games. But having said that, UNC is very deep in the defensive secondary, and so yeah, I still think this is a game that North Carolina wins handily. You know, they've done that against these types of programs. You look back to last year, beat Old Dominion 80-20. And Old Dominion actually beat Liberty. So I think it's a situation. Carolina's probably going to win somewhere around 50-20, maybe even a little bit worse than that. But I think it's one that they win quite handily.
Hope you're right, Greg Barnes. And we appreciate your talking with us this morning.
All right. Thanks, Ron.
That is Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina, and follows this stuff all the time, and just about ready to go. Less than 36 hours from now is when it will all kick off. You know, the UNC football program needed some good news, and yesterday it was delivered. Defensive tackle Ethan Farmer, a senior and the only defensive line starter returning for the Tar Heels, had his eligibility okayed by the NCAA. UNC has not announced exactly what put Farmer's eligibility in question, but he started 13 games last season, had 30 total tackles, including 2.5 for a loss, and he forced a fumble. He's second only to Travis Hughes' 15 starts on the defensive side of the ball. Carolina Panthers actually won last night, preseason game over the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were playing in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was rather listless, you can say that. Panthers now 2-2. Steelers are 1-3. And it's week two of high school football on WCHL, featuring an intriguing contest between the 1-0 Carrboro Jaguars and the 0-1 East Chapel Hill Wildcats. The matchup pits two teams led by new head coaches. Wildcats struggled to find their form in a blowout loss to the Northwood Chargers last week, but the Jags were able to defend their home turf in week one and claim a thrilling back-and-forth win against an upstart Cedar Ridge Red Wolves squad. Paul Connell and Chris Casey will have the call at the 7:30 p.m. kickoff right here on WCHL. Now, in addition to that one, we'll stream the high school gridiron showdown between the 1-0 Orange Panthers and 0-1 Northern Durham online. You can find the details of the broadcast online. Jeff Hamlin will be at that game. And don't forget, start your evening off with The Grid with Matt and Matt, WCHL's high school football pregame show hosted by Matt Oakes and Matt Paul. At 6 p.m., the stage will be set with interviews from all the area head coaches, analysis and predictions from the night's biggest games, a selection of The Grid Great of the Week, and an unveiling of our WCHL Chapelboro Super 6 rankings. All of that tonight. Arn Chansky will join us next hour on WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, years ago you said it would be a good idea to end these spots with, "Why would you call anyone else?" I thought at some point we should answer that question, but we never have.
Sammy, we answer that question every time we go on the radio. Why don't we spell it out in our fall repartee instead of bludgeoning people with football analogies?
I'm for that. At Franklin Street Realty, we put a great team on the field every day working for you. Hut,
okay, hut. Enough. Let's talk about the real stuff like buyer agency. It's the fiduciary relationship that is possibly more important to us than it is to you. Our job is to help you identify the difference between a house for sale and a real opportunity, and to manage the details once the choice has been made.
Folks, everyone at Franklin Street gets this and is totally committed to it. And that's one of the answers to the question. Franklin Street Realty, why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7174.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. They're only 79 cents every day, great taste at a great price. We're so sure you'll like the taste that we guarantee it. The next time you fill up at one of our 24 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
79-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that doubling your homeowner's liability coverage can cost less than $10 a year? Homeowner's liability insurance will not only provide the legal defense costs, but also provide the coverage if you are found liable for an injury on your property. Increasing your homeowner's liability coverage is essential for complete financial protection and may not cost as much as you think. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
John's call came during the fifth inning of a Little League game. His phone rang and everything changed. Dad had fallen. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. He tried to have the talk during their last visit, but he just didn't know how to get the conversation started. Now he'd have to make decisions on behalf of a father whose wishes he knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ace Mosquito Control. 50% off residential mosquito control service. You can choose from two options. Mosquito barrier spray for up to half acre or up to 1 acre. Ace Mosquito Control is committed to providing an easy, environmentally safe, and low-cost application that eliminates 90 to 95% of mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas from your property for up to 21 days. It's half off from Ace Mosquito Control, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
Hi, this is Jay Kreller, realtor with Tony Hall & Associates. This is the time of year when all thoughts turn to back to school. Even our housing market is school year driven, both because of our excellent school system and our university. But in and around Chapel Hill, houses sell year round, and sometimes fall is when the best deals are found. Our busy spring may have also had an impact on your current market value. So if you're thinking of buying, even casually, it's not a bad time to look. Or if you'd just like to know how this spring has affected your home's value, give me a call. This is Jay with Tony Hall & Associates, where we don't just list houses, we sell them.
732 at WCHL, we have 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the upper 80s, 30% chance of rain later on in the day. Tonight, we have a low of 68. And then tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny with a high of about 90. We'll also go up to about 90 on Sunday as well, but a 30% chance of rain late in the day.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
66 degrees, 734 at WCHL. We will have our Chancy coming up for you in just a few minutes here on WCHL with some information you might not know about Liberty. The older brother of UNC football player Jackson Boyer, who alleges he was assaulted by multiple members of his team, took to Twitter on Thursday calling for head coach Larry Fedora to be fired. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on this story.
Cole Boyer, Twitter handle at CB Boyer, said yesterday that more than four players are responsible for the alleged injuries to his brothers. Quote, four players isn't even 25% of the group that assaulted my brother, leaving him unconscious and badly concussed, Cole tweeted. Meanwhile, a UNC source close to the football team countered Cole's tweet by saying that Coach Fedora learned about the incident the day after it occurred and that the university has been conducting an investigation ever since, without the cooperation of Jackson or his parents, who have refused to talk to anyone at UNC. Cole said in one of his tweets that he was granted leeway to say some of the things he has alleged. Quote, I've been cleared to share some broad details with the Twitter sphere, so UNC can't smear my brother, Cole tweeted. Coach Fedora announced the suspension of four players Wednesday evening for the violations of team policies. He did not explain what the violations were or if they were connected to the off-the-field incident. He said UNC's investigation into the allegations is ongoing by the Office of Student Affairs and that he is not involved in that investigation. The UNC source said that Jackson practiced with the team the day after the incident, but then missed several days while undergoing comprehensive examination and testing at UNC hospitals. The source said the doctors found no outward signs of an assault, but one test did reveal a slight concussion that may be related but could also be a football injury. Jackson has returned to practice and is scheduled to suit up with the Tar Heels for tomorrow night's opening game against Liberty in Kenan Stadium, according to the UNC source. Cole and a number of people had ongoing conversations over Twitter about the reports of Jackson's allegations that he was assaulted at the Aloft Hotel on NC-54 when the team was staying there during fall camp in early August. Chapel Hill Police confirmed there are no reports filed from that hotel in August. A receptionist at the hotel told the Daily Tar Heel that there are no filed reports of an incident. Jackson is a graduate of East Chapel Hill and walked onto the team last year. He is a redshirt freshman this year, and Coach Fedora said earlier this week that he has practiced with the team recently. Cole tweeted UNC is, quote, actively covering it up. Why was punishment issued one day after a national news story when coaches knew for 3 weeks, end quote. Coach Fedora said Wednesday that while the investigation was ongoing, he had learned enough to suspend four players. He said the decision of a one-game suspension is final and he doesn't foresee further suspensions for those players on the field. He said he also didn't expect any other players to be added to the list. The UNC source said that Chancellor Carol Folt has known about the incident for weeks and is all over the investigation into what actually happened. The source said there is nothing to cover up because the Boyer family is not cooperating and Jackson will not talk either. The source said that Jackson is scheduled to meet Monday with Dean of Students Winston Crisp, who is heading up the internal investigation. Yahoo Sports broke the story Wednesday, saying it was being investigated as possible hazing. The university has not said what it is investigating and has not used the word hazing. WCHL reached Cole on the phone yesterday, but he said he could not comment. His final tweet yesterday said, quote, "That's it. I'm done on Twitter for a few days. I've done my part. Now let's see UNC do theirs and complete this investigation ethically," end quote. Calls to UNC Athletic Director Bubba Cunningham and Vice Chancellor for Communication Joel Curran were not returned last night. UNC said it will not comment on the situation and subsequent investigation until it has concluded. To see some of the Twitter conversations between Cole and others, you can read this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
An estimated 1.5 million people here in the Carolinas will be traveling this Labor Day weekend to enjoy the last weekend of the summer season. AAA Carolinas says that's up about 1.5% from a year ago, and the highest number in the past half dozen years. Almost 90% of those traveling will be driving. And there's good news for motorists at the pump, with gas prices down almost a quarter in South Carolina and down 22 cents a gallon in North Carolina since July 4th. The statewide average for gas in South Carolina is $3.14 a gallon, the cheapest gas in the country. The North Carolina average is $3.34 a gallon. The difference is the much lower South Carolina state gasoline tax. WCHL News Time is 7:38, and as promised, Art Chansky.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
A few things you may not know about Liberty University. This is Art Chansky with Friday Sports Notebook. Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, whose football team takes the field Saturday night at Carolina, has a residential enrollment of 12,600 and more than 90,000 online students. Including that internet student body, Liberty is the largest evangelical Christian university in the world, the nation's largest nonprofit university and seventh largest four-year university, and by far the largest university in the Commonwealth of Virginia. It was also started by the late Reverend Jerry Falwell, who became one of the most famous TV evangelists and is now run by his son, Jerry Jr. At one point, although I'm not sure what point that was, Falwell Sr. did not allow students to dance on campus. That probably led them directly to other things, some of which are banned at Brigham Young, the most famous religious institution of learning in America. Liberty describes itself as a Christian academic community. Its stated mission and aims emphasize both the intellectual and spiritual development of the institution's students, who are held to the Liberty Way, a code of behavioral conduct. I hope it lasts longer than the Carolina Way did in Chapel Hill. Liberty's athletic teams have moved up to Division I and currently play in the Big South Conference. Their stated goal is to be in the same league, which is the Conference USA, with Virginia neighbor Old Dominion, or the Atlantic 10 with Richmond and Virginia Commonwealth. Liberty's nickname is the Flames, and they have the grandson of one of Carolina's most decorated athletes, four-sport letterman Albert Long of Durham, on their football roster. Their most famous basketball player, at least to us, was Seth Curry, who left after one season for Duke, where he became a feared outside shooter. Not quite as quick or all-around good as his all-pro brother, Stephon, Seth played last season in the NBA D-League. This coming season is anyone's guess. Now, if you're just dying to learn even more about Liberty University and its football Flames, tune into The Good Sports with Bob Lee and me Saturday at 4 p.m. after countdown to kickoff with Ron at 3. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Thanks a lot, Art. That's a lot more history than I thought as far as sports is concerned. 741 at WCHL. Coming up next, we're going to tell you what's happening at chapelboro.com. And in addition to that, Raleigh Mann has today's commentary. He says, there goes the neighborhood. That's on the way.
August is the official back-to-school season, so Performance Subaru is joining the old bandwagon with our own back-to-school event. We realize value is of paramount importance. That's why you'll always find outstanding value that extends to the wow experience. Listen to what Scott had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
I bought my first Subaru yesterday, and my experience at Performance Subaru was great. The salesman, David Hickerson, was professional, knowledgeable, and made the entire process a joy.
Now that's a wow. During our back-to-school event, you can lease a 2014 Subaru Legacy Sedan 2.5i Premium for $229 per month.
Stock number D4662, model EAD02. 42-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $33.99 due at signing. Payment is plus NC taxes, registration, and $549 dealer admin fee. $0 security deposit. Based on MSRP of $24,931 and selling price of $23,600. With approved credit, take delivery before 31 August 2014.
Performance Subaru loves to give back to the community, and in honor of our back-to-school event, our nonprofit highlight this month is PTA Thrift Shop. Learn more about their mission at ptathriftshop.org. Visit us at performancesubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound. Or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40.
Wow. Hello, it's Gaines Sear with the new Last Unicorn message. Quote, we got bored already being retired and all. What's the point if you can't wheel and deal? Close quote. The little boy who cried wolf simply aged out and rehired a dadgum unicorn as a whimsical partner. Good grief. Now, right now, we're opening Unicorn Forest, a new outdoor showroom with lots of pretties. Come wander. The new Unicorn Forest opens September 1st, Labor Day. Previews Saturday and Sunday, August 30 and 31. Do come. Till then, Gaines.
At Great Outdoor Provision Company, we are passionate about adventure. That's why we're excited to announce the return of the National Geographic Radical Reels Tour for 2014. Friday, September 5th, join us at the Varsity Theater for an evening of the steepest and deepest in high-adrenaline outdoor sports films. Hurdle down untouched powder, feel the spray of cold whitewater descents, all from the comfort of a warm, dry chair. Tickets are available at our Eastgate store, so come reserve yours today and discover more events in your area at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
All right, 743 at WCHL coming up. Today's commentary from Raleigh Mann. But first, let's check in with Rand Northam, who just walked out of the newsroom. It's a mighty busy day back there.
That's right.
What is happening today at chapelboro.com?
Well, of course, we invite you to take a look at the story that we've got this morning from the Boyer family, talking about the Boyer family, Cole Boyer speaking out on Twitter yesterday. We've got a lot of the links to the Twitter conversations that he's been having. Or that he had yesterday, and more on that story on our website at chapelboro.com.
Cole Boyer is Jackson Boyer's older brother.
Exactly, right?
Okay.
Yep, and so you want to check that out. And I imagine as the day goes on, there will be more to be said about that. And but UNC right now trying to, at least the football team, trying to not focus on that and the suspensions that have taken place because and again, these suspensions, we don't know that they were these players were suspended because of the off-the-field incident that is alleged, but there are four suspensions that have taken place, and there is an investigation going on about an off-the-field incident that has been alleged. So we're still waiting for all the loose ends to be tied up right now, and we'll continue to stay on it for you here at WCHL.
Just what we need right here before the first game, I'll
That's
tell
right.
you.
Well, a lot of people will be focusing on that this weekend, and we'll have a great photo gallery for you this weekend. Elliot Rubin will be out taking photos of UNC and Liberty, so you want to check that out. But right now, we have a new gallery up. It's the Painted Chair Auction for the Independent Animal Rescue.
Mm-hmm.
Great event every year, and you want to check that out. Susan Murray, of course, taking some excellent photos yet again. And we have a winner. The best place for barbecue in Chapelboro is Allen and Son, as voted by you, the listeners and readers of chapelboro.com. So check that out. Check out their page, and check out their barbecue, too.
Hillsboro Barbecue finishing in second place, right?
Yep.
And the Pig came in at number three in the voting.
Surprised me. I mean, close race all throughout. I mean, yeah. It was it's hard to pick a barbecue winner, but
they're all really good.
That's right. They are. And we do have high school football tonight. I do have to say that due to a scheduling conflict, we're not going to be able to have both games on Chapelboro tonight like we usually do. But on chapelboro.com, we're going to post how you can listen to that second game. Jeff Hamlin is going to be broadcasting it from Northern Durham, and we'll let you know exactly how. We'll send out a link to you as to how you can listen to that game tonight if you want to listen to Orange at Southern Durham. Should be a great game. Mm-hmm. And a great night of football tonight for high school, leading right into tomorrow. Countdown to kickoff at 3 o'clock with you tomorrow, Ron.
UNC Healthcare Countdown to Kickoff presented by Stanley Martin Homes will be broadcasting live from in front of University United Methodist Church in downtown Chapel Hill. Over there behind that wall. And a lot of activity there,
it's downtown. Be happening place.
Leading up to the game. It's going
right.
to be fun.
Yeah.
We're going to be playing some games there, too.
Ooh,
and
cool.
Give you a chance to win some things. And
I've seen some big dice blown up here in WCHL studios. I have a feeling that has something to do with it.
Roll the dice just one more time. Well, we have that, and we hope you will join us for that and get you set for the game. And in addition to that, I have word that Freddie Kiger is on his way in here to do the clean joke of the day.
Hey, we couldn't get rid of him this morning.
So, he went away for a little while, and he's coming back. That's what he says anyway, so we'll find out.
Outstanding.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
746 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Raleigh Mann. Well, there goes the neighborhood. That has been the concern of the people who are uncomfortable with the thought of homeless men living near them. Yes, I'm talking about the Interfaith Council's new community house for homeless men that's about to be built on Martin Luther King Boulevard, just north of Homestead Road. A $500,000 grant from the Federal Home Loan Bank in Atlanta, plus $1 million from the State Employees Credit Union, have guaranteed that this long-awaited project now can go forward. One that should start next month, and the building should be ready to open in about a year. This new two-story center will replace the overcrowded downtown shelter on Rosemary Street with a 52-bed transitional facility that will include medical and dental care and counseling services to help residents reach the point where they can live independently and contribute to the community. That's important, says John Dorward, the IFC's executive director. That's our goal. What the shelter will not have is sex offenders. Dorward emphasizes that these men are not predators. Everyone is thoroughly screened before being accepted for admission. Chapel Hill and Orange County are among the most affluent communities in our state, yet our poverty rate is among the state's highest. We have a wide gap here between the haves and have-nots, and some people end up homeless. The new IFC SECU Community House offers us something to celebrate in this community that manages to help people achieve better lives, often despite intense opposition. And for those who have opposed this facility, there's good news. A good neighbor plan adopted by town officials has created an advisory committee populated by neighbors of the center, people who feel strongly about this place and who have a stake in its success. These advisors will start meeting in January, several months before the place opens. The community will continue to have a voice, and it will be heard. And that, my friends, is important. This is Raleigh Mann.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Kit Ballou of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, it's clear to us that buyers benefit from having their own agent. Whether a first-time buyer or someone who has done it numerous times, agents at Franklin Street bring an uncommon body of knowledge and experience to the table.
Finding the right home can be easy or it can be torturous. Getting from contract to actually owning requires tenacity and a clear head. Emotions can run really high during the process on both sides.
People can get really uptight about money, and in our market, we're talking a lot of it. 1 or 2% of the price can be thousands of dollars. We are really good at keeping the numbers in perspective, and negotiating the purchase price is probably the easiest part of the whole thing.
No kidding. Due diligence, inspections and repairs, low appraisals and other loan problems, and the resultant delays in closing. Did we mention that emotions on both sides can make these issues seem insurmountable?
That's why we're here. Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
Find us on the web at franklinstreetrealty.com or on the phone at 929-7111. 1-800-327-4174.
Switzer with the Jets, and he's done it again.
WCHL presents Carolina Football. The Tar Heels are ready for the 2014 season, year three of the Larry Fedora era. And we'll have every single play every time the Tar Heels hit the field, starting with Liberty, Saturday, and Kingy Stadium. Our exclusive coverage always starts 3 hours before game time with Countdown to Kickoff. Game coverage from Jones Angel and the crew in the Tar Heel Network. It's the beginning of something great. Carolina Football on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL, brought to you by UNC Athletics. We have a special offer to tell you about just a moment here, but right now, here's Rand.
Thank you very much, Ron. The usual morning slowdowns right now. We'll see some taillights on 15501 northbound and southbound, NC54 eastbound and westbound. Nothing major there, and no additional delays, no accidents being reported. But if you're seeing something we're not and it needs reporting, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior all day long. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
I'm going to call you all day long.
All day long.
USC football kicks off the season tomorrow at 6 p.m. You can have a game day experience for less than half the normal price by Carolina Football Family Pack. Four tickets to the Liberty game, plus a $20 voucher for concessions and a $10 voucher for merchandise, all for $100. Go to chapelboro.com, click on the Carolina Football Family Pack, and you can get one. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 67 degrees, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high today about 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, still 30% chance of rain with a low 68. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm with a high of 90. Tomorrow night, we'll get down to 70. And then on Sunday, about 90 as well, with a chance of rain on Sunday. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace has the best tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, guaranteed to taste great, and they're only 79 cents at Cruisers. Good to go. 7:52 at WCHL, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wayne Pond joins us now.
Hey, listen, speaking of things that taste good, I got a dandy for you this morning on the word of the day, Ron.
All right, I'm ready for it.
The word of the day is cruller. Cruller, C-R-U-L-L-E-R. C as in cat, C-R-U-L-L-E-R. This, according to the wordsmith, is a noun in widespread usage in North America. Comes to us from 19th century Dutch, which is spelled K-R-U-L-L-E-R. Somehow or other, we appropriated the K and switched it over to a C. A cruller is a small cake made of rich dough. Doesn't that sound good? Mm. And just like you, twisted or curled and fried in deep fat.
Yeah, similar to a donut. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, that's the Ron Stutz bakery down in Rockingham.
Right.
You know, just like Mr. Stutz himself. Twisted and curled.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And fried in deep fat. All right, cruller, C-R-U-L-L-E-R. There is your word of the day. Ron, I know you got a big weekend coming up here, old friend, so good wishes on that. Let me get out of the way. I understand that the star himself is about to appear.
That's right, Mr. Kiger on his way in right now, as a matter of fact.
You make sure you call him Mr. too. You don't, none of this friendly first name stuff between you and him, okay?
All right, buddy. I'll try and keep it together. Thanks a lot.
Be a good boy. I'll talk to you on Monday. Take care.
Have a good weekend. The word of the day from Wayne Pond on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Sometime next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It's 7:54. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for the clean joke of the day. And guess who's coming in today? Freddie Kiger is
You guys
here.
Must be hurting.
Clean joke of the day.
You must be hurting.
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. Lots of people around town have decided to get in on this joke thing.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of fun to listen to everybody jump in and do their thing.
You're on the radio every day, Monday through Friday, in the 6 o'clock hour. But people don't often hear you this hour when we do the clean joke of the day. So we asked Freddie to hang around for a while today and give us a good joke. So
thank you. I've been in a cot back there eating
grapes?
Moon pies and grapes and keeping my energy up before I go back home to the
drinking a Red Bull.
Oh, I can't do those things. Energy. I don't have Coach Fedora
either.
Does it. Wow.
I can't either.
But yeah, so just tell the joke?
Yeah, go ahead. Just lay it on me, man.
Okay. The huge college freshman decided to try out for the football team.
He was huge.
Huge. Huge. Coach asked, can you tackle?
Uh-huh.
Watch this, said the freshman, who proceeded to run smack into a telephone pole, shattering it to splinters. Coach is like, whoa, I'm impressed. Can you run? Run? Of course I can run, said the freshman. He was off like a shot, and in just over 9 seconds, he had run 100 yards.
My goodness.
Great, enthused the coach. But can you pass the football?
Yeah.
Well, the freshman.
Why would you need for
the
pass?
Freshman hesitated for a few seconds on this one.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, sir, if I can swallow it, I can probably pass it.
He didn't know much about football, did he?
He probably put on his church preference, red brick.
Oh, man. Oh, Freddie, thank you so much.
How did it? Did I pass the audition?
Yes, I believe you did.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
And for those of you who didn't like it, just rattle your jewelry.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jimmy Nida, Captain of Operations for the Orange County Sheriff's Department, recently announced that he was retiring. We have Charles Blackwood, the sheriff-elect in Orange County. And Charles, I know that you've known Jimmy Nida a long time, and you've had the opportunity to work with him. Why is he so special?
Jimmy is local. He's a hometown guy. Grew up here in Chapel Hill, went to Chapel Hill High School, and I believe he worked for a little while at the University of North Carolina with the hospital fleet before coming to us. Jimmy's just one of those guys that knew the area. He knew the people. He had a great personality, very analytical in his thinking, and there wasn't ever a task that was too big for him to handle, and he wasn't ever worried about taking one on, and he always exceeded our expectations when following through with whatever we tasked him to do.
It sounds like Jimmy Nida was very instrumental in the operation of the Sheriff's Department for a very long time. How long was he there?
He was with us 30 years. He came up through patrol and became a patrol supervisor. And after that, he took the step up into the administrative rank, working as a captain. And it was a captain's duty. He was over the patrol division, responsible for keeping up with all four of the squad and the supervisors that worked within the patrol division. And when I left December of 2012, he took over a number of my duties as well and has handled those quite well. And it's just going to be tough to figure out how to carry on without him. I'm sure that someone will step into those shoes and do their best to fill them. But people like Jimmy are not easy to come by, and he will be missed.
What is he going to do after he has stepped down now? And do you plan on maybe making some use of his expertise after you take over as sheriff?
Well, that's certainly one of the conversations that we've had. We've got a number of things that we've talked about. But the first thing anybody wants to do when they retire is spend a little bit of time with their family. They're traveling if they want to travel. They've got some time to figure out exactly what they're going to do with their time. And then after that, we'll see where we go. But right now, I'm just excited for him. And I know he's excited to be able to get away. It's just now a learning experience for him. And I told him the other morning that he probably would be back. So we'll see how that goes. I certainly hope he finds a way to help shoulder some of the load at the sheriff's office for me.
Well, certainly he has worked hard over a very long period of time and has been such an important part of law and order here in Orange County. And Jimmy Nida is today's WCHL hometown hero. Charles Blackwood, thanks for telling us all about him.
Thank you, Ron, and thank you, WCHL, for caring.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Ace Mosquito Control. It's 50% off residential mosquito control service. You can choose from two options, mosquito barrier spray for up to half acre or up to 1 acre. Ace Mosquito Control is committed to providing an easy, environmentally safe, and low-cost application that eliminates 90 to 95% of mosquitoes, ticks, and fleas from your property for up to 21 days. It's half off from Ace Mosquito Control, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com. This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, 67 degrees. A lot of clouds today. 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms late in the day. Our high today about 88. It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Is not going to be forthcoming.
Joan Rivers fights for her life
in the intensive care unit in critical condition.
And after a fatal crash, NASCAR champion Tony Stewart is back on the track.
People are still waiting to hear from him.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. There's been no let-up in crises in both Syria and Ukraine, and President Obama is weighing his options in both places. NATO says Russian forces are now fighting in Ukraine, Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen.
This is a blatant violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity.
And he calls Russian denials hollow. We go live to the White House. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
This morning, President Obama rules out military action in response to what he describes as Moscow's incursion into Ukraine.
Russia has deliberately and repeatedly violated the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Ukraine. And the new images of Russian forces inside Ukraine make that plain for the world to see.
Mr. Obama expects new sanctions to further isolate Russia, a key issue for next week's NATO summit in Wales. On the other front burner crisis, the president made news with this comment on prospects for military action against Islamic State terrorists in Syria.
I don't want to put the cart before the horse. We don't have a strategy yet.
White House aides scrambled to tell reporters that the president was trying to explain that he was waiting for the military to draw up a plan for possible strikes in Syria, but Republicans accused the president of having no plan. The White House now says the national security team is working on a comprehensive effort to counter the terrorists in Iraq and Syria.
U.S. intelligence officials have reportedly identified nearly a dozen Americans who were fighting for ISIS in Iraq and Syria. At the Foreign Desk in London, CBS's Larry Miller reports that the Syrian civil war has forced millions out of their homes.
The U.N. says 3 million Syrians have fled the country since the civil war began in 2011, with nearly 7 million others displaced within the borders. The U.N. High Commission's Adrian Edwards.
Syria is clearly not just a bad but stable situation. It's a bad but worsening situation.
The U.N. says around half of all Syrians have been forced to abandon their